Media City. In the world famous Virgin Radio Studios.
Yo, hi.
The Chris Fade Show. Right. On Virgin Radio 104.4. The golden microphone is
on. Hello, mum, hello, dad, hey! It's a Friday morning! It's always just a little bit easier on a Friday. How you all doing? Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. My name is Chris Fade. Hi, guys.
Hi. I can't believe we're finally here on Friday.
It's a Friday, yeah.
It's then Saturday, Sunday, work.
And it's
work, yeah.
It's a special day today.
Help us St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Are we going to have this the whole show?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be trying to speak in my best Irish accent that I can at some stage.
Let us know when you start, yeah?
Oh, that was...
I already started.
What?
You better watch yourself. I'll do the whole show. I really, truly will do the whole show if you do
don't
it.
Don't do the whole show.
I know you. I know that will really get you angry.
Imagine that.
You'll really get up your chins, I know.
Up your chins.
I just made that up, but it sounds like something Irish person would say, right?
It does.
Imagine that the winner of the chosen one is...
Because I said I'm doing it in... yeah. Well, that's what we're actually got our chosen five joining us into the studio, our finalists, with a little surprise for them.
Yes.
As well, which is going to be great. Yes. That's going to happen at 7:20 this morning. I came in so early.
Yeah. But like, you know,
between jet lag and then just...
Yeah,
I had a lot of energy. I was up at 4. Like, even before, I think 3:50 I got up. And then I was here an hour ago. I thought I'll get some work done. There's some work that I had to do.
Yeah.
And then the computer didn't work.
It's always the way that, isn't it?
Like, the one day that I've come in so early because I thought I'll get ahead of myself. Yeah. And then the systems crashed.
Yeah, no, but you need to, like, work around these problems. Like, you could have gone in there and done it, for instance.
Nah, you couldn't. It wasn't connected
it
at
wasn't
that time.
Connected.
Yeah, no,
like,
I couldn't.
The systems were not
there
connected.
Was two studios we got, but they weren't. So the guys at engineering and IT, they're doing a great job. They're trying their hardest. But like, you know, I'm hoping we sound fine right now because 10 minutes ago we couldn't go live. So
no.
I'm glad we're live right now, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
Friday 6:04, first callers of the morning. Where are you? What are you doing? Who's in their car right now driving?
Yeah.
Like, what do you go to back to bed? What's wrong?
Well, no, call us first and then go back to bed.
No, I know. I want to applaud you if you're up and about right now. 0487155444. Give me a call. What are you doing right now? Be our first caller of the morning. You know enough about us. I want to know about you right now. And I think we'll test if the phones are working. I don't know if the phones are working. Everything shut down earlier today. So
We'll find out.
Let's see. Let's see if the phones are working.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day. Wake me up before you leave.
Okay, phones seem to be working, which is great. Like, Kismet, hi.
Hello, good morning.
You superstar, you're going home from work, are you?
Yes.
Now, you're a nurse, assistant.
Yes.
Now, listen, applauding you overnight.
Yay!
Work as a nurse's assistant. You know that you're doing stuff. You're keeping people alive here. You're helping them out, right?
Yeah, definitely, yes.
Yeah, well, and so what time did your shift start? What time does it finish?
It will start 5 o'clock in the afternoon and 5 o'clock also in the morning.
Wow.
Could you imagine? If someone told me to do a 5 to 5, I couldn't do it. I don't know if I could do it. Honestly, I don't know. I applaud every nurse, every doctor under the sun, because it's so hard.
And it's not just like you're sitting in an office, like typing something or like entering something. You're hands on for 12 hours.
I wonder how many steps, how many steps you do, Kismet. That's what I would love to know, because you guys are just all over the hospital.
Actually, I'm working in a home care setting, so I am working in the house. The patient is stayed in the house.
Wow.
So, like that.
Yeah, doctors and nurses, you're amazing. We love you. You know when my dad had his surgery, right?
Yeah.
He had to do an emergency surgery about 3 weeks ago here in Dubai. It was unexpected. He came from Australia, came here. Abdominal pain, a previous surgery needed to be fixed possibly. King's Hospital in Dubai, love them. But then I got this message, and I didn't think of it like this. The wife of the anesthesiologist, the one that puts you to sleep, right? Who I met, and I remember going up to him and said, "You got my dad's life in your hands, right?" Mm-hmm. He's like, "Don't worry, Chris, everything's going to be all right." His wife messaged me saying, "Hey, Chris, I'm the wife of Dr. Uday. I'm a good fan of you, and I have to tell you a story. One evening, we had planned to go out with the family, all of us to go and have dinner. It was planned with my husband and the kids. He was supposed to reach home at 6 p.m., but then I received a call from him saying, Chris Fade is here, and his dad needs emergency operation, and I'm doing this one, so I won't be able to make dinner.
Oh.
And the next day, I turned on the radio, and I heard you, Chris, talking about your dad having surgery. We cancelled our outing, but we're glad that you recognize the hard work of Uday because you thanked us on the radio about how good the doctors and the nurses are. I wish your dad a speedy recovery. And I just thought to myself, you don't think about that.
Yeah.
Like, doctors and nurses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, an emergency case comes in like my dad. He had a whole dinner planned with his family.
Yeah.
And it's not because, like, quote unquote, I'm Chris Fade and that's my dad.
No, that's his job.
That's his job. Yeah. It was an emergency surgery. Yeah. He had to call up or send a message to his wife saying, I can't be in there.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that human. Like, yeah. You know, I complain sometimes if I got to hang around here sometimes for an extra like 30 minutes. These guys are like doing surgeries for hours and saving lives. So just a quick little shout out to everyone. Doctors and nurses across the country, we absolutely love you and applaud you and we're grateful for you. Thank you.
Yeah. The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Go. Time for an e-news hit. Gossip. Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Powered by OSN Plus. Download the OSN Plus app and watch the brand new series, The Last of Us, now.
Okay, what have you got?
Harry Styles might have a new girl in his life. 4 months after calling it quits with Olivia Wilde, it looks like he has moved on with Australian fashion blogger Yan Yan Chan. Apparently, they've been following each other on social since 2020, but when he did his Australian leg of the tour, they kind of reconnected and really got to know each other. This is according to The Mirror. This is not completely like...
Not knowing confirmed. Harry Styles personally, I feel that he would love Australia though. Like, yes. I feel like Australia is his vibe. It's very chilled,
for sure.
Very open. Yeah. It's all cool. You know, like I can see him living in Byron Bay, which is a couple of hours up from Sydney on a flight. Everyone's just living free and happy.
Yeah, I think he'd love that too. Ben Affleck, he's finally revealed what was said between him and J-Lo at the Grammys. Now, Ben's face and reaction went viral because he just looked miserable, right?
Yeah.
And there was a moment in time when Trevor Noah was on the camera and you saw them, him and J-Lo, having somewhat of an argument.
Yes.
So this is apparently what was said. So he told The Hollywood Reporter that he leaned into J-Lo and said, quote, as soon as they start rolling, I'm going to slide away from you and leave you sitting next to Trevor. He did not know they were actually live at that point. And J-Lo turned to him and said, you better not leave me. And that's what was caught on camera.
You better not leave me.
And despite him looking miserable, he said he had a great time at the Grammys.
So you think he was joking then, Ben Affleck, basically?
Yeah, that's what he said.
So, well, like when Trevor comes to those two, he's going to sort of leave her.
Yeah, he was going to try to prank her, but that whole thing was caught on camera.
He's got an RBF. And if you don't know what an RBF
is,
it's a resting boo-boo face.
Yes, he's got a resting boo-boo face.
It's a resting boo-boo face. Yeah. And it's unfortunately, some people have that when they're just...
Chilling.
They look like they're not happy.
Yeah.
Mm.
There you go. Justin Bieber is happy, though, because he has the most amazing update to share with the world. 9 months after half his face was paralyzed due to his Ramsay Hunt syndrome diagnosis, he can now fully smile again.
Great. That's so good.
He shared the update on Instagram. He's like, look what I can do. And he smiled from ear to ear.
That makes me so happy for him.
And finally, at the Oscars, one of the coolest acceptance speeches had to go to M.M. Keeravani, who accepted the award for Best Original Song for his Natu Natu from the Indian film RRR. Now, he parodied a Carpenter song. Here's the Oscar speech if you missed it.
All right, so.
There was only one wish on my mind. So was Rajamouli's and my family's.
Is he the singer of the song?
RRR has to win. Pride of every Indian. Must put me on the top of the world.
So, singing.
Thank you, Kartikeya, and Variance Films for making this possible. Love you all. Thank you. Namaste.
So, just recap this for me, pretty. The movie's called
RRR.
What's the premise of the movie?
It's like a colonial era movie.
Okay, and it's in.
it's in
Hindi.
It's in Telugu.
Wow. Okay. I love it. And won the Oscar for what exactly?
Best original song.
That's awesome.
One of the songs. Now, so he was singing Top of the World by the Carpenters.
Yep.
Now, Richard Carpenter has responded.
From the Carpenters.
From the Carpenters and did a special dedication for him.
Pretty, someone who's from India yourself, how does it make you feel this whole moment?
So proud just to see it on the Oscar stage. Very, very, very proud. Yeah.
Love that. Well done and congratulations to the Indian community across the world. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fry.
The Chris Faye Show. Virgin Radio 104.4.
Can I give a shout out to GIS, the school GIS?
Yeah.
They have a play that they're running right now in their school, and so many people have sent me this on my Instagram. They're doing the Annie Show. You know Annie?
Of course. Classic.
The classic Annie Show at GIS. Where's GIS?
That's GEMS International School, right?
So their show Annie, and don't worry guys, my manager's not going to come and try to sue you guys, I promise.
Stop it.
But part of the show, they've got someone playing me.
That's so cute.
On the stage, it says the Chris so Fade Show, and there's a guy there, one of the students. Have a listen. It's Annie. So cute. Have a listen.
The Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio.
Thank you, Annie, and welcome to the Chris Fade Show, starring me, Chris Fade. And good evening, Oliver Warbucks. It's nice of you to drop by.
Good evening, Chris. It's nice to be here.
Oliver Warbucks, I understand you have something to tell the folks at home about little Annie here?
Yes, Chris. I am now conducting a nationwide search for Annie's parents. Furthermore,
how cute is this? I am honored that you used our show in your show, GIS. Well done.
Look at that. Chris Fade on Broadway coming soon.
I've made it big, guys. I made it into the school play.
That's
love
right.
It. Love it. Come on.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Up and do your thing.
Is on.
Powered by Ragbank.
Yo, Dan, good morning.
Good morning!
Hey. Are you ready to win 10,000 dirhams cash right now?
I've been ready for about 4 years.
Oh, wow. Have you been trying to get this on for 4 years?
Literally, yeah.
All right, well, this is it. This is your moment. I hope you win all the money. It's a Friday morning. I'm feeling good. I know you're feeling good. What do you do, Dan?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, there we go. Come on, it all makes sense then today. We're talking about schools and more. So let's get this on. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
Yeah.
Good to go?
Brilliant. Let's
all
do
right.
It.
All right. This is Dan right now.
Yes, Dan.
Good luck. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Your time starts right now. Finish the TV series Game of
Thrones.
Harry Styles was a member of which boy band?
One Direction.
True or false, Kate Winslet has won an Oscar?
True.
What Lifeguard TV show with David Hasselhoff with?
Baywatch.
Who appeared on the hip-hop track In Paris alongside Jay-Z?
Kanye West.
Who sings the song Beautiful Mistakes?
Pass.
How many Sonic the Hedgehog movies have been released?
Two.
What is the capital of Cuba? Cuba.
Oh, Havana.
Who sings the song Sicko Mode?
Pass.
What singer released the 2022 album called Sour?
No idea. Hairstyles.
Who sings the song Beautiful Mistakes?
DJ Khaled.
Who sings the song Sicko Mode?
DJ Khaled.
700 dirhams, all yours. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You knew everything, just not your music.
My music knowledge is terrible. I knew if I ever got on here, it'd never be 10K unless it was all just really easy. But, yeah, appreciate getting on, guys. Thanks so much.
You waited 4 years. It wasn't that bad. I mean, 700 dirhams, not that bad right there, right? I'll tell you who sings Beautiful Mistake. Oh, let me play it for you for a moment, actually. Let me hear, you know this one? Have a listen. Maroon 5.
Oh, yeah, I was never getting that.
No. Travis Scott, who just did Abu Dhabi, sings Sicko Mode, and Olivia Rodrigo's album is called Sour. So that would have got you more of the cash. Hey, listen, congratulations. You know, no complaints there. 700, all yours, all right?
No, not at all. Thank you so much.
The Chris Fade Show. The Chris Fade Show.
This. Virgin Radio 104.4.
Are you the chosen one?
Dubai Festival Plaza, the ideal choice for your ideal life.
Welcome to The Chosen One. Somewhat of a radio competition, but it's going to change someone's life because they will win their very own radio show here on Virgin Radio. That's what it's all about. Not only do they get that, they'll get flown to LA where they'll get to go and watch and report on the Ed Sheeran show live, which is sold out.
A pretty cool, solid first reporting gig.
They'll then get to go to the closed off. No one can get in there.
No.
World famous Ryan Seacrest Radio Studios.
That's legendary.
They'll fly back and then they'll be doing their own radio show right here on Virgin Radio 104.4. It's epic. It's so great. And I want to say thank you to everyone that's been involved in putting this. This is not an easy thing to put together. The background of it has been heavy, and well done to everyone involved in this very, very moment. We want to welcome back to the studio our five finalists. Good morning, guys. Good morning, everyone. Let's just bring you all up. Come on, there's some. Don't be shy anymore, Sammy. Let's bring you up first. How you feeling, Sammy? What's going on?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, guys. Thank you for having me, Chris. Yeah. Thank you for having
How's this week been for you?
This has been a really enlightening week. I think this week's challenges have really been a learning experience for us, and I think they've really shown us what more there is for us to learn and how much work this is actually going to take.
I love it. Well done. Adam, how you been feeling this week, mate?
You know, I've been actually taken aback by all the love I've been receiving. Thank you to all my friends, my family, the supporters, the people that have voted. I really appreciate it, and it's amazing.
It's like he's won an Oscar. This is great. I know. I like that. As well as bring Avery up now. Avery, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I won't do an acceptance speech yet, Adam, but no, it's been just a whirlwind, and who would have thought that 3 weeks ago we would be sitting here today, standing here.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Good on you. Awesome. Sana, as well, how you feeling about this whole thing?
Honestly, it's been like Sammy said, it's a learning experience. It's been amazing to see sort of how all of you guys do this every single day and then be expected to do our own one-hour show. It's been so much fun.
It's going to be fun as well, huh? This weekend, there's more coming up. Monday's the big day. Lujain, how are you feeling about Monday?
I'm feeling excited. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. Hopefully I'm the chosen one. Let's just see.
And how did you feel this week?
It's been amazing. It's been a dream. It's always been a dream. It continues to be a dream.
All right. Well, listen, we're so happy to give them all a big round of applause. Yes, guys.
They've done amazing.
We're proud of all of you. Yeah. And this has not been easy. And again, I've been in your position. I got my first radio job 20 years ago in Australia doing exactly this competition. Mm-hmm. It was so similar. It's ironic to sort of sit here and watch it from the other end.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is I didn't win the competition.
Didn't you?
I didn't win the competition. I ran in third.
Oh, wow. Third?
Yeah, I ran in third.
Okay.
But things worked out, and for all five of you here, you've made contacts, you've made connections, you've got experience that you'll never be able to get ever again because you just sucked into Virgin Radio. That's it.
Yeah.
You're in our ecosystem, and I love that. And we all personally know each other.
Yeah.
There's a surprise today. Come up to the mic a little bit so I can just get you guys.
Yeah.
There's a surprise today right now. Right now, there is a surprise that you guys don't know. We've been putting you through challenges every single day for the last couple of weeks.
Is it behind us?
No.
Is the challenge behind you?
No.
No, there's nothing behind you. But today, March 17th, your Friday. For two of you, the journey will end today. For two of you, your journey will end in the next 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Because you will be going home and you won't be the chosen one. You're all in shock. There's silence. You guys are supposed to be presenters talking. You're all in shock.
No, I thought, okay, surprise. It looked all happy. I was thinking, what, Demi Lovato's going to be performing tomorrow? Adam was on this, though. He said this morning, I'll give a credit where it's due.
What did you say, Adam?
You know, I thought there wasn't going to be from 5 to 1.
Yeah.
It was going to maybe be a final.
Okay.
Or a top 3, because it's more exciting that way. That's how game shows usually work.
Okay.
So with this surprise this morning, I thought we're going to do a little twist. Not a surprise. Right. Santa said that surprise is very happy. So
literally, Santa.
Look, I was hopeful. I thought it would be either a twist for something bad or a surprise for something good. Obviously, sure. I was wrong.
So wrong.
This is terrifying.
All right. Well, up next, we announce the two of you where the journey will end here. Okay? You ready?
That's so cruel.
It is cruel. Welcome to radio. Welcome to entertainment. Welcome to real life stories. This is Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. And up next, the Chosen Five will become the Chosen Three. I've been looking at you guys, and you guys, some of you look like you could collapse soon. I mean, Sammy, you were on the ground. You were just sitting on the ground then.
Chris, man.
Yep.
We were just talking outside, and Sana was like, look, the word is surprise. Surprise is positive. Surprise means good. So we're all coming in here thinking something cool is going to happen. This is not cool.
Yeah,
well. This is not nice.
So, again, what I mentioned to you guys off the radio then is, remember, there's five of you. At the end of this, there will be three of you left. Two of you are going home, like now. Remember, that journey doesn't need to end always. You've made some great connections, and this could be the opening of something else for you. As I said, when I did this competition many years ago, I did not win it, and I still have a career somewhat in radio. All right?
Somewhat
in radio, okay? So, the time has come, though, and here we are. Where our chosen five will get a little bit smaller to the chosen three. And I'm about to announce the first chosen one going home. Been given an envelope here. And in this envelope, whoever's name I read out, unfortunately, your journey ends here. On the Chosen One journey on Virgin Radio. The finalist going home right now is Sana.
Aww.
Sana.
It's a shame.
It is a shame. How do you feel?
Honestly, amazing journey. I am so, so happy to have been a part of it. I am so happy to have done it with these four people behind me. Super excited that I've learned just so much here in my time. And I think that I'm just going to take all of everything that I've learned in the past 10 days and just drink it in and try and do this again another time because I love radio. It's just been so incredible here.
And I have no doubt that you will end up behind a microphone somewhere. Give Sana a big round of applause.
Thank you.
Sana's journey ends right now as the chosen one on Virgin Radio 104.4, but your journey will continue, Sana.
For sure.
You're not going away empty-handed. You will get tickets to Demi Lovato. I heard that one of you guys mentioned Demi before. You will be going to Demi Lovato. We've got you an overnight stay as well.
Awesome.
At the Media One Hotel, that beautiful Media One Hotel. So go and enjoy a good weekend on us. But we want to thank you for all of your hard work,
thank you.
Of your time, Sana.
Thank you so much.
Because you are amazing. Well done.
Thank you.
Oh! We're now at the Chosen Four.
This is brutal.
Oh, they're hugging each other. Look at them. They formed a little pack, the Chosen Five.
Yeah, it's
they
great,
have.
Isn't it?
Oh.
Which means our Chosen Four will now become the Chosen Three because one more person is going home.
Yep.
Sana, I'll get you to come sit on the couch over here.
Not the couch of shame.
A lot of people are messaging. This is the hardest thing for us to do, I'm telling you. And it's not just a choice from one person. There's a lot that's involved in this competition. But who's going home next? Who's our final chosen one going home today? The finalists going home next is...
Hurry up!
Lujain. Lujain, I'm sorry.
I should have ran away when I had the chance.
You said you wanted to run away at a moment, and now you're being forced to run away.
I mean, it's a shame, of course, but I guess all I can say is thank you so much for the experience. It's been amazing. A 13-year-old me would not have imagined to be in this position right now, so it's just been great. Thank you for all the support. I'd like to thank my family, my friends, all of you guys. I mean, you've been amazing along the way, so I'm just so thankful, and hopefully many more opportunities in media. I'm still a media student, so we're going to go forward.
Give a round of applause. Well, Shane, you've been tremendous throughout this journey, and as we've been talking, you guys, our expectations here at Virgin Radio were a lot lower, right, than where they are with you guys. You guys you guys pushed this bar so high. We did not expect the type of talent that we have received here. So, Lujain, you are a champion. This definitely
thank
does it. This is only the beginning.
It's only the beginning.
We want to thank her. A big round of applause, Lujain. Sana as well, thank you so much. Our two finalists that are going home as we speak, they're all hugging each other. Our chosen five are now the chosen three, where the winner will be announced 7:20 Monday morning. But there is one remaining challenge for our top three. Avery, Adam, Sammy, congratulations on being the top three.
Thank you.
One more challenge for you, and I'll tell you what that is next. Oh, man, we just eliminated two. Sana and Lujain have both gone home. They had no idea coming into the studios this morning that we were going to be eliminating two people from our chosen five. We are now at the chosen three. One of these winners, one of these people in the studio, these humans, are going to win the job of a lifetime, their very own Virgin Radio show. They get to go to the States to see the Ryan Seacrest studio and Ed Sheeran perform live. Let's welcome our finalists.
Finalist number one.
We'll start off with you, Sammy. How you feeling?
I'm feeling grateful, Chris. I'm feeling sad to see my fellow contestants go.
Yep.
But I'm excited and I feel a little more inspired, to be honest. I want to put on for my city.
All right. 7:20 Monday morning. The winner will be announced. Sammy, is it going to be you?
It's going to be me. I'm the chosen one.
There it is.
I told you before. I'll tell you again.
Finalist number two.
Adam, welcome back to the microphone. Congratulations on making the top three.
Thank you. Such a beautiful journey. Again, thank you to everybody. And let's bring it home. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody will. So we're going to bring it home, guys.
Are you the chosen one, Adam?
Yeah, buddy. I'm the chosen one.
All right.
Finalist number three.
Avery, congratulations.
Hey, thank you so much.
How are you feeling about this?
I'm shaky. I said last week when we got to the five, I was shaky. And I think, you know, now everything's shaking.
Yeah.
But no, this, like everyone's saying, this has just been the craziest opportunity and the craziest experience. So,
are you the chosen one, Avery?
It's up to everyone listening.
Okay.
I really believe that. Yeah.
All right. There are our top three chosen ones. There's one more challenge for you. Monday morning at 7:20, we'll announce the winner. We don't have a winner right now. I told you guys off the radio. We do not have a winner. But, well, Monday morning at 7:20, we will. Your challenge is...
What is happening?
Challenge number five. The Chosen One Farewell Challenge. You will create a 60 to 90 second reel vlog style highlighting your journey on The Chosen One. The vlog should capture moments from the last 3 weeks, plus highlights from our broadcast at Dubai Festival Plaza today. That's where you're going. Your voice must be present in the reel so we can air it on the radio. Be at Dubai Festival Plaza from 2 p.m. today. You will have to present your reel by 8 p.m. tonight. 2 till 8. So, as everything is on radio, it's not just about how you sound behind this microphone. And we've put you to the test on social media as well. This is a bit of a mix of both. Because what you produce, we're going to air on the radio at the same time. So that's your challenge. It's your final chosen challenge five. And it could make or break you. Because 7:20 on Monday morning, the winner will be announced. Sammy, you've now heard your challenge. How does it make you feel?
I think I'm confident I can do well.
Okay.
But I think I've been set up because I'm up against two vloggers and I have not posted one reel of my own as to this day.
Oh, get going. Adam, you do a lot of this stuff. Are you feeling confident?
Yeah, I feel it's my chance to shine. I can't wait to show you all what I'm capable of in terms of making videos. And let's do it.
Let's go. Avery?
Yeah, I've been very candid in the videos that I've been making since this challenge started. Or not challenge. This contest has started. So I'm confident that I can continue doing that with this challenge today.
Well, there they are. Our top three. Give them one more big round of applause.
Well done.
Sammy, Adam, Avery, 720. Monday morning, we will announce the winner right here on the Chris Fade Show. I don't know if I'm going to have the nerves to do Monday morning now.
You've done well today, mate.
Well done to our top three. If you want to go meet the guys, they're going to be down there at Festival Plaza, right?
Mm-hmm, from 2 p.m.
Good luck. You have to 8 o'clock to get your reels in.
The Chris Fade Show. The Chris Fade Show.
Something like this. Hey. Virgin Radio 104.4.
This is not a fair one. I do not agree with the use of the X-Files music.
When X-Files is on, it means Rossi has disappeared.
No, he told us.
Yeah, but let me tell you, this is why I get worried about our beloved Rossi.
Tell me.
He's out the front of the studio right now. I can see him.
Can you see him from there?
Yeah, there he is. He's picking up his
car.
Rental car.
Yeah.
Because his car broke down. So he's getting the car. The rental guys come now. I'm like, bro, we're on the radio. Like, we're on the radio.
So
you know what I mean?
Got things to do.
People are waiting. Lala's waiting for something, aren't you, Lala?
I am waiting. It's too long. My God, it's already 8:30 in the morning.
What are you waiting for? Tell everyone.
Of course I'm waiting for Duvet, the best band ever of one of our...
That's right. The world's best cover band, Duvet. How do I do it without Rossi? He's not here.
He'll be back in 2 minutes. Just relax.
He's picking up a car rental.
It's Rossi.
It's during the show time.
He probably honestly ordered it this morning.
Yeah. Why doesn't he just do it after 10?
I don't know.
Duvet to come, Lala. I promise, if Rossi comes back, okay?
Just a few patient, please.
I'm being patient. Hold on.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hold on. Here he comes.
And he's got
here
coffee.
He is.
What's up? Did you see me out the window?
Yeah, I said, like, you're doing the show, you've got your rental car coming, being delivered at, you know, 8:15, and then you've come in with coffee. He's got him picked up a coffee on the way.
I said to you, while Daddy Neville does his mix, I said, I'll go down and get my car, secure my car now.
A 5-minute mix, you've been gone for 15 minutes, mate.
Actually, I went at 8:04.
Lala's asking where Duvet is. You want Lala, you want Duvet, right?
Yes, maybe that's why Rossi went for a coffee, because he's nervous, because he might be the best singer today.
Wow, Lala.
Okay, so listen, Duvet coming up.
The Chris Fade Show. The Chris Fade Show.
Something like this. Virgin Radio 104.4.
Well, today is a very special day. Yes, the Chosen Ones were eliminated. Well, two of them were, and there's only three of them.
Yes.
But apart from that, today is St. Patrick's Day! Yay! Hey! Yeah. Top of the morning to you.
Put your hats on.
I gotta, what do you call this thing?
A St. Patrick's beret.
Hold on.
No, don't put it over your cap. Put it on your head, you idiot.
It's on my head.
Oh, it looks good.
It's backwards.
Top of the morning to you. If you're Irish, would like to say, we're hopefully not offending you, but this is how I would sound if I was a... Lebanese, Australian, Irishman. Happy St. Patrick's Day, honestly.
Oh, thank you.
Celebrating across, there's a lot of places here in the UAE you can go and celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Of course, you can always go to Fibber McGee's. It's a lovely place down by the Crown Plaza, or you can go to the classic places like McGettigan's, which is a place where I met my wife.
So now that you've mentioned a few, you want to mention more, or are you just giving love to those two?
There's another one I go to. I've forgotten the name of it, though.
Well, there you go. It's on the morning to you. Welcome. It's St. Patrick's Day. My name is Chris. That's Rossi. Pretty, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I am not giving in. I am not doing the accent.
By the way, you know Pretty, right? Obviously, she's from New York. There's
That's
a massive
right.
St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yep.
One of Pretty's best friends was Irish.
Yep.
And she was called Malarkey. True story.
That's a malarkey of a story, that one, isn't it?
Marianne Malarkey.
Well, shout out to Marianne.
What we're going to do, Duvet is going to perform up next, and we're doing a special St. Patrick's Day song.
Can you not be? I feel like Irish people are not as aggressive as
that.
Yeah,
I go a little bit Scottish.
Like, I need you to be a little bit like, I don't know.
It's like I'm working with Shrek, honestly.
Yeah, for your, yeah, you look like it.
Donkey!
Okay, up next.
I'm an ogre!
If it's coming up next, okay? A special St. Patrick's Day duvet performance.
Thanks. All right, gentlemen.
Two men. One voice. The world's greatest cover band. It's Duvet.
Yeah, top of the morning. You know what's interesting, though?
Yep.
You know what's interesting? You know when you hear, like...
Why can't you speak normally?
I am. This is St. Patrick's Day. I'm playing tribute to the Irish across the world right now. Okay. They would love this. They would think that they're back home.
Give us some Irish phrases then.
Yeah. Petey Boggs.
What?
Yeah. Pint of the black stuff.
Wow.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. You wrote it down. I just read it out.
If there are any Irish people left listening to us here on the Chris Fade Show, please feel free to call and critique 0487155444.
So this is a thing. You know when you hear a singer sing a song?
Yeah.
You know when you hear the singer sing a song, they always sound like they speak with no accent.
Like an American accent.
Well, they did. But then, like, you ever heard a song being sung and then you hear them in an interview and you're like, I had no idea.
Adele.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Adele.
Adele sings as if she's from LA.
Yeah.
But then when she speaks,
she's like, hello. Yeah. And then you hear her speak, she's like, hey, how you going?
No, she's like, all right, darling, it's Adele.
Yeah, yeah.
So you might find that with us right now. We're actually playing tribute to one of the greatest bands in the world.
What? The what?
The greatest bands in the world. And they're an Irish band.
Yeah.
You may know them. I may know them. You too may know them because it's you too.
What's me and Pretty?
No, it's the band is U2. Bono from U2.
I thought me and you were the band.
Yeah, you and me are the band, but U2 as well is the band that we're going to be performing.
Is Pretty now in the band?
No, she's not. U2 are. The band is U2.
I thought we were in the band.
Yeah, it's you and me singing, but the band's called U2.
I
want to go. I'm confused. It's me and Pretty in the band now.
No, Ross. Let me explain it again for you.
If I click my heels three times.
It's you and me singing Duvet. No, we're the greatest band in the world, right?
Tenor off.
Now, Pretty is out there, but the band's called U2. They're from Ireland. They're from Dublin. They really are.
Dublin.
I've seen them perform a few times, and let me tell you. Best band in the world. So St. Patrick's Day is today. We want to say from all of us here on Duvet, that's Rossi and I, we're wishing you a happy St. Patrick's Day. It's a tribute. We're doing a song and it's a beautiful day.
Can you just sing now?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Oi. Because like most artists, they sound normal when they sing.
Can you just sing the song? Just sing the song.
You ready, Ross?
We're wasting time here. Can we just sing the song,
Let's
please?
Let's sing the song. Do a secret handshake, mate.
Come here. High five. Bend over and turn over.
That one got in.
Will you put the screen a bit bigger there? I can't see a thing.
He needs glasses.
We gotta get your glasses.
No, I do. I need the glasses, right?
You ready?
Good luck, boys.
We are Duvet, the world's greatest cover band. And happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, I tell you what. You start the song and I'll come in later on.
Okay, no problem. I got that one. Top of the morning and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Your heart is a blue.
See the difference? His voice is Dave different.
Shoots up through the stormy crown.
It's changed.
There's no room. No spaces to rent in this town. You're out of luck. You're the reason that you had to care. The traffic is stuck. And you're not moving anywhere. Thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you could lend a hand in return for grace.
It's a beautiful day. Sky above is feeling it's a beautiful day. You're in the mud.
You're in the mud.
In the maze of imagination.
You love this town.
Even if that doesn't ring true, you've been all over.
And it's been all over you. It's a beautiful day.
Sing it, Chris.
Chris, come on, go.
Touch me, yeah. And take me to that other place. Teach me, please, 'cause you know I'm not a hopeless case. See the world.
Not top yet. Of the morning to you on St. Patrick's Day. We are Duvet. Here we go.
See the world in green and blue.
No, yes. Green.
See the China right in front of you. See the canyons broken by clouds.
Yeah.
See the tuna fleas
there in the sea.
See the bedwind fires at night.
Come on.
See the oil fields at first light. And see a bird with a leaf in her mouth.
I got this, Ross. Perfect. I got this, Ross. Here we go.
It's a beautiful day. Don't let it get away. It's a beautiful day. Touch me. Take me to that wonderful place. Reach me, please. I know I'm not a hopeless case. Oh,
I just want to say happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone out there.
Yeah!
We're a band from Dublin. We worked hard to get where we are right now.
We did. We'd like to thank everybody. Save everybody.
Save it all. What do you mean?
I'm Bono, you know. I like to save
people.
No,
I'm Bono. You're
pushing me to the edge.
Yeah, I'm Bono.
You're pushing me to the edge. I'm telling you now, I'm not going to be the edge. I'm Bono.
Mahlet. Hello, Mahlet.
Hello, you guys rock today. You guys rock. Amazing performance. I love Big Rossi voice today.
Just stop it.
Thank you so much.
Everyone have to finish off like this?
That's really nice of you to say.
You were great, Rossi.
Anyway, Kiara's called. Hi, Kiara.
Hi, it's Kiara, guys. He's rocked, but not with the Irish accent. It's absolutely brutal.
Your Irish accent's not good either.
Oh, excuse me.
She's pretending, I can tell.
You're pretending. Our accent's real. You're pretending.
Stop with all that malarkey.
No, you sound Scottish, not Irish at all. But happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks for rocking the show, Rock, for us. And brilliant cover this morning, Dave. I love this.
Thank you very much. It's nice of you to say.
Simon, your granddad was from Dublin, eh?
He was, yeah. And I think he'd be probably turning his grave there, mate. I think you're confusing your countries that begin with I.
What, yeah, India?
It's not India, it's Ireland.
No, this is how you guys sound.
But they don't sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger, though.
I
don't know where you... Why is your goal out, Dad?
It's like you're doing an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression, but Arnold pretending to do an Irish accent.
Please, guys. Lost in translation. Please, guys. Just believe me when I say that 99% of the audience that are listening to this think it's the best performance ever. And I'll just take a random call here. Savol, what would you like to say?
Amazing performance. I think it's the best performance yet ever heard. And great choice of song, yeah.
See what I mean? I know the audience and I love you guys. Thank you so much. From one Irishman to another. Back up the lash. Put it up there. I'm just making words up. Back up the lash. What does that even mean? It sounds it, doesn't it?
The Chris Faye Show. Virgin Radio 104.4.
Rossi's pulling nose hairs out of his nose because he sneezed 3 times. That's what he does. Yep. You think I'm joking, though?
4 more sneezes to go.
No, you really think I'm joking. He will sit there, he will pluck a nose hair out, and then he makes himself sneeze. He does it nonstop.
I like sneezing. What's your problem?
I know, but I just find it interesting.
I'll make sure I sneeze inside my t-shirt.
Mate, I'm glad you're doing that. Which is maybe wash your hands as well afterwards, because those fingers are getting in there.
High five.
No, thank you. Virgin Radio Morning. We're live, 9:09. Hits and old school. Rihanna and Jay-Z, right?
Yeah, they did the coolest thing ever.
I thought this was cute. Now, a lot of people don't know, Jay-Z discovered Rihanna.
Yes.
Like, back way, way back in the day.
Umbrella days. Ponder replay days.
Yeah.
Early on.
Before that, yeah.
And when that moment happened, I think it must have been about 2005, Rihanna came to Sydney to do a show.
Like a promo. tour?
She did this show in a club.
Yeah.
There was like 200 of us. People were calling her Rihanna. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Rihanna. Like,
pronouncing the H.
We didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
Right? And she was super sweet. She came to the studio. We interviewed her. We then went and met her at this club. We introduced her on stage. She performed Ponder Replay. It had just come out. But she was such an upcoming artist, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And to see where she's come now, performing at the Super Bowl, Jay-Z and Rihanna have sent flowers and a little gift to some elderly woman.
So the women of the Arcadia Senior Living Home in Ohio went viral because they recreated a portion of Rihanna's Super Bowl performance.
It's so cute. So, they're in an old people's home.
Yeah.
And they're doing a full-on rendition of what happened at the Super Bowl.
So you had all these women wearing white as her backup dancers were, and then they picked one woman to wear all red like Rihanna was at the performance. They have more than 30 million views and counting on that TikTok video.
Now, the worrying thing about this is, wasn't Rihanna pregnant during that performance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did they put like a pillow down?
No.
The elderly people? No, they didn't. They didn't. But they were all dressed as white dancers, and then in the back was the elderly lady, Rihanna, all in red.
It was really, really cute. So good. And, you know, Jay-Z and Rihanna ended up coming across the video, so they sent them flowers, all these flowers, and there was a note from Rihanna that said, "You ladies' dance was amazing."
That's pretty good. I like that they took the time to do that. That's super cute. I think that's great. Ross will be joining them shortly.
Chris.
Yeah, the elderly home. Yeah, he'll be there.
Chris.
I'll pay for it. I'll get you a good one.
Than me.
I'll get you the good
You're
one.
Old.
The Chris Faye Show. Virgin Radio 104.4.
I was doing intermittent fasting until
too late.
A minute ago.
Until you saw those delicious snacks on the side of the table.
Give
there.
Me.
Well, can I ask this question? Why have you brought in a box of your own snacks, feed for protein puffs? Why?
I'm gonna go hand them out to the sales team.
They're not selling.
What?
Are they not selling? Why are you giving them away?
Nah, you got to do that. You promo your product. So I'm going to go give it to sales team I like. I want them to know my product. They don't talk to them a lot. So I'm going to go give some of my Fade Fit protein puffs. Yep, it's a plug. I'm doing it right now.
Well, you know what? My parents love it. They finish all my packets. I have to order more.
I'm not just saying it because they're my product. I'm addicted to these things.
Pains me to say, but they're very, we would say Moorish. Once you eat one, you need to keep eating them.
Moorish.
Mm.
I want to add that word to my vocabulary.
If you had a chance, they're out in all good stores. Go look for our little products. I'm just doing a complete plug here. I'm going to be honest.
Are you in Grandiose Supermarket?
Yeah.
Right. Have you got a contact there?
I don't know why. What do you want?
Well, are you ready for this?
Here we go.
Because I've got a yellow classic Vespa. And all of their marketing is yellow. And they've got.
Do you see how it just comes back to him?
Yeah.
They've got three wheelers in there, you know, like the Piaggio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They've got the yellow one.
Yeah.
So I thought a yellow Vespa would go perfectly in there.
Let me give them a call.
I can brand it up with.
I'll call them right now.
I can brand it up with Grandiose Supermarkets.
Yeah, Muhammad. How are you, bro? Yeah. No, I am doing the show. Yeah.
Ask him about the scooter.
I got a big Rossi. You know my co-host on the radio. Yeah, you know Pretty. Yep.
18,000.
No, not Pretty.
18,000.
Rossi, yes. Yeah, dumb, yeah. Yeah,
Hold on.
Excuse you.
He's got this side business of, he's importing Vespas and bikes, and
yellow one.
Sorry. He's wondering if you guys at Grandiose would like a yellow Vespa out front of the shop.
Inside
the shop. It's like great
branded,
marketing.
Branded.
Fantastic, yeah.
Grandiose
on it and all that. What are your thoughts? No. Okay. Thanks, mate. Take care. Bye.
That was quick.
No.
Yeah. The Chris Fade Show. Virgin Radio 104.4.
Go.
We're doing the segment right now. It's called Ask Us Anything. A lot of you listen to this show a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we love you for it. You may be listening on the podcast right now. And we do this every so often where you just call us up and ask us anything you want. It could be personal, non-personal stuff. It could be to help you.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, phone lines, they're open right now. That's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to ask us anything you like. Rhonda, you're up first. What do you want to ask?
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Superstar.
I wanted to ask you, how did you reach to a point to say, Chris, I'm done. I want to lose my weight. When did this lightning came to you?
When did the lightning come that I wanted to, I knew that I needed to lose weight?
Yes.
The main moment was I knew I was going through a divorce, right? Actually, Yeah, it was like I knew that I was going to get a divorce. And so my mind was like, because I was about 128 kilos. I was so fat then. Maybe that's why she wanted a divorce.
No.
I knew in the back of my head, the ego in me was like, well, I'm going to have to hit the market again. I'm going to get sexy.
Chris.
And I mean, it was a really good motivator.
Yeah.
For me to get fit again.
It's a heartbreak diet.
But I'll tell you what it was. All the anger and the emotion that I had at that time, I put in the gym. So the gym became a really good place for me just to get, it was like therapy, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then once I started seeing the changes in my body and all that, it sort of just dominoed.
This is nice to hear, but when you come to do it, let's say I have on top of me 15 to 20 kgs that I wanted to lose since last 10 years.
Okay.
7 years, let's say, when I delivered my two daughters.
Good on you.
So every time I hit the gym and I say all the words to myself like you, like affirmations, and I even put Eye of the Tiger, you know, Survivor, The Rock, and I make the roll and I'm running on the treadmill and I do the Zumba class and then I go to one, like I go to any store or I go to any cafe, I see this carrot cake or I don't know, I have to try it.
Well, listen, obviously it does take willpower, but what I've found, and now I'm not like the fittest I've ever been, but what I found, Rhonda, was a balance between just living a healthier lifestyle. I think that's what you have to find. So you're training, you're eating well like 80% of the time, but if you want to have that carrot cake, you can have, don't have the whole piece, have half the piece.
Balance.
You know what I mean? And just,
you are right. You know,
when you start restricting yourself from things, that's when your mind wants it. So if you tell yourself you're okay, you can have what you want.
Yeah.
Like, you know, last night, yesterday afternoon, I took mum and dad for a coffee. We went to that Arabica place. I love their coffee. I said to myself, don't get one of their Spanish lattes because I know it's got a lot of calories in it.
Well, it's got the condensed milk, right?
Yeah, but you know what? I said to myself, you know what, Chris?
Get it.
Fine.
Enjoy it. Yeah. I sat there. I enjoyed it. You know, and today, you know, I'll look after myself again today, Rhonda. So it's back and forth with yourself, you know. Don't give up.
And also, Rhonda, I think, like, if you set, like, little goals, you know, even if you run 5K or something in a race, if you set these goals, you can work towards those goals.
Like breaking down. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, break it all down, Rhonda.
Smaller goals, yeah.
Keep us posted. We love you, and thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. Shaheen, it's Ask Us Anything You Like, and you can do it as well, guys. 04-871-5544. Your question is for Pretty Shaheen. What is it?
Hello. Hi, Pretty.
Hey, what's up?
Mike. My question is, you have, you know, you're married to Malayali.
Yeah.
And are you used to the Kerala food as yet? And, or if not, how long does it take to get used to that? And what's your favorite dish from Kerala?
So, hold on. So your husband's from Kerala.
Correct.
The question is, how long did it take you to get used to their food and what do you like?
It didn't take me too long to get used to it, but it was very different. The palate was very different because everything has some form of coconut in there somehow, so like coconut oil.
If you don't like coconut, it's not going to be
very
great for you.
It's very, very difficult because everything is cooked with coconut oil as well, which I'm not used to at all. So I had to get used to that. My favorite is, I hope I'm saying it the right way, mor curry.
You want more curry?
Yeah, I want more curry. but the yellow one, the yogurt-based curry, that's my favorite thing, and I make my mother-in-law make it every single time I go see her.
That's your favorite dish, curry.
Yeah, more curry, yeah.
Poor mother-in-law.
Thank you, Shaheen. We appreciate it. Sarah, your question. Ask us anything.
Hi, Chris. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I started actually my business towards the middle of last year, and it's not picking up fast enough. So I was wondering if you have any tips.
What? How to grow a business? What type of business do you have?
It's jewelry, gold.
Gold jewelry. Okay, so
well,
guys.
Chris, you're an entrepreneur. You started your own business. I know it wasn't an easy road for you, Chris, so any tips?
It's super difficult. Obviously, I mean, I'm going to be straight out with you. I had a fairly large following, so it enabled me a lot easier. Yeah. But I always put myself in a position where imagine, and I still try to run my business like pretending I have no followers and no base.
Yeah.
Because it is hard, Sarah, I know. Do you have a point of difference? What's your point of difference in your jewelry? Is there anything different than everything else that's on the market?
I make custom jewelry.
Okay.
And I customize everything already on my catalog.
Are you advertising on social media?
Yes.
Okay, are you advertising on the radio? It might be a little bit more expensive, but have you got anything like that going on?
No.
Okay, cool. We're going to look after the advertising in a moment here on this show. But regarding digital media, what I found, that is working, and it took me a while to find the right guys. I had to find. Are you booking the commercials yourself, or do you have someone doing it for you?
I'm just doing it myself.
Okay. I did that for a couple of years, and it never worked.
Right.
I then had to invest a little bit of cash in finding the right guys to actually do it the right way. And as soon as I found the right guys doing it, it times for my sales online. And I wasn't I was reluctant to give money because I thought, I don't want to spend money because I'm not. But I'm giving the money, and they're making it back for me and more. If that makes any sense.
Well, what do these people do? What type of advertising and stuff?
They're strategic guys. They like the
digital media.
They book all the commercials. So like when you're on Instagram, it pops up here, or Google Adverts and Facebook, all that sort of stuff. There's a sign, like there's a mathematical equation behind it, which I never knew. I used to just be like, I'll put $50 on this thing, and I'm gonna age grab between like it, even as much as that's gonna work. You need the right guys to do it. So if you can try to get a little bit of investment, find the right guys to do it. And then grow that way. But the best way to do it, word of mouth, find some influencers, find some people, get them to post about you and tell their friends. All right?
All right.
What's the company called?
Illustra Jewel.
Okay, spell it for us.
I-L-L-U-S.
Okay, hold on. I-L-L.
U-S-T-R-A.
T-R-A. And how do we order you? Where do we go?
It's online. There's a website.
What is it?
Illustra.ae.
All right, there we go, guys. Illustra.ae. Go and support a local startup business right now.
Aww.
Illustra.ae. Is that the Instagram page?
Illustra Jewels is the Instagram page.
Illustra Jewels is the Instagram page. All right, how much are these? What's the starting price of your jewel?
There's things for like $600-$700, and there's things up to $10,000.
Beautiful stuff. I love it.
Yeah,
okay.
It looks great.
Illustra.ae is the website. Go and check it out. Good luck with everything. Keep pushing as well,
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Hey, that's Ask Us Anything.
I love it.
I love that. I love it.
Yeah. The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Go.
My ex. As I said, I was in LA and they were playing the uncensored version on this, on normal radio stations. And
very different.
Yeah, it's a different feel. Yep, we do a good job here. Virgin Radio 104.4. We're live across the UAE, 9:56. We are out of here. What a tremendous morning it was. Again, congratulations to our top three chosen ones. Weekend plans for you guys.
Chilling with the parents. I feel like just want to take them around, take advantage of the weather before it turns.
It's starting.
Yeah.
It's starting to get a little warmer, but good. My parents, I'll do the same thing, I think, this weekend. Hang out with them a little bit more.
I'm going to go down to the Ride the City Motorcycle Expedition.
Oh, gosh.
Exhibition.
All right, that's awesome.
I'm going to take some of my scooters down there and display them. So if you're there, say hello. Thanks, bye.
Chris, anything concrete planned or just going to like go wherever?
It's getting
wherever,
out of control.
Go where the vibe takes you.
No, I'll tell you what I'm doing tonight.
What?
Our sales manager, one of the big bosses over here.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Busteed is...
He's going to get busteeded up.
Oh!
He's going to get busteed up.
No, I think the opposite. He's actually doing one of those white-collar fights. So it's, you know, when you box, but you don't box, and you get in the ring and you fight someone you don't know, it's all sort of under the, what do you call it, like the sanctions and all that. But I'm going to be hosting that at the Optimal Fight Night, Volume 4, it's called. Shout out to the guys at Optimal Fitness. Supposedly there's a few tickets available.
Where is it, by the way?
I think Hub Tour.
Oh yeah.
So I'm going to go see Josh demolish the opponent.
I didn't know it was tonight.
Calm down. I'm taking my dad down to watch some boxing. It's good. Some good fights there.
Oh
yeah.
Might make my year. Go and check it out.
Okay. Well, come down. Maybe you can be in the next fight.
Would you do it
against Josh?
No.
Nah.
Actually, that would be fun.
He wouldn't have a chance.
I can't wait to send this audio to Josh.
Don't, I'm sorry, Josh. I love you. It's a joke.
9:58. Did you miss what happened this morning with our chosen challenge and all that happened? We'll catch you on Monday. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Eddie's up next. Yalla bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.